Hi, and welcome back. In this video, I'm going to talk to you about how to create a motivational or inspirational video for yourself. What I want you to do is we're going to create a video that you're going to watch every day leading up to your key race. Now, everyone is going to have a key race, whether your key race is going to be an Ironman, a 7.3, or a different race. And the idea is this. You're going to have a video that's going to have pictures of yourself, some videos of yourself, or maybe some pictures of pro athletes, and you put them all together and you tie it up with some text, some motivational quotes, and you add a song that really pumps you up, and you watch it from start to finish. It's going to have some targets that you want to hit, so some effort targets, heart rate targets, power targets, things like that. And your goals for your swimming, so swim time, bike time, and run time. Put it all together, you watch from the beginning to the end, and afterwards you can feel like, yes, I'm excited to race, I'm excited to train, I'm excited to get going. I first did this back in 2007. I took 10 years off from doing my first Ironman to my second Ironman. And I was a little nervous, I was a little scared, and I wanted a way to keep myself excited, keep myself motivated, and keep myself training. And what I decided to do was to create a video. And what I did is I took my race shots that I had from all the Olympic distance races and half Ironman and that one Ironman that I did. I put them all together. I picked out the best swims, the best bike, and best run photos, put them together, and I took pictures from pro athletes that I liked, that I aspired to be. I put them in a pile as well. I took out some quotes, some words that helped me focus on the bike, focus on the run, focus on the swim. And then I put, like I said earlier, I put in my targets that I wanted for my swim. So my swim time, what did I want it to be? My bike time, what did I want? And the run time. I put it all together in a video. And at the end was the finish time. So what was that finish time that I wanted to see when I crossed that finish line? And how you do it, right, is I think it's kind of fun, it's kind of neat. You're going to need a software to do it. A lot of the computers that we have nowadays have some sort of video software editing program that you can use. It can be very basic, and that's okay, because you don't need anything fancy. You just need something to be able to put the pictures and the videos together, add some music to it, and the ability to put text underneath it. That's all you need to do. I use PowerDirector for a PC, so I have like a PC. If you have an Apple, I believe iMovie is something that you can use. And it's super easy to do. What I like to do is throughout the year, I try to listen for a song that comes on the radio or on the internet that really lights me up and gets me going. And when I have that song, oh, that's the song I'm going to use for my motivational video. I've been creating a motivational video for myself almost every year since 2007, because that's a great way for me to keep myself excited for these races. You know, I'm coming up to 15 Ironmans at the time of this recording, and it's harder and harder each year to keep going. So I need all these motivational tips to keep myself going. And the other cool thing about this is if you watch a video that you've created for yourself with your target times for swimming, biking, running, your heart rates targets in there, your pace targets, your power, all the targets in there that you put in there, it goes into your brain. And if you watch it every single day, it's in there. So when you come to your race, you don't even have to think. It's right there. And you go, okay, I know my heart rate's 150. For the bike, and then it's 160 for the run, and the power is 185, my swim, etc., etc. It just comes out, and you're very excited, and it just becomes very natural. And if you are not hitting the targets and training that you need to do, by watching that video, your brain's going to go, you know what, I'm not there, but I need to do these things to get myself ready. So it's going to help you prepare. It's going to push you to get to that right spot if you're not there yet. And that's super cool. So beneath this video is a motivational video that I made for my Ironman Mont Tremblant in 2018. Have a look at it. When you look at it, you can say, well, Todd, this is all about you. There's nothing out there. There's you swimming, you biking, and you running. And that's the point. I want to have, because I have so many videos and pictures of myself, I can just stick it all together, because it really is, it's about me. And when you make your video, it's about you. So you can use your videos, your pictures, put them all together. If you're brand new to triathlon and you don't have a lot of pictures or videos, then we'll surf the internet, find some pro athletes, some age groupers that you follow, take those pictures and put them together into a collage, put them into the program, add a song that you like, take some text, some keywords that keep you motivated. They can be very simple, like if something you're thinking about for swimming is entry, then you put in entry or smooth or strong. That's a word that I like. We'll put that in there. If you're thinking about catch, we'll put in remember to catch, over the barrel. Whatever that tip you're using, put that text into the video. On the bike, you want to stay aero, put in stay aero. That's a cue that I need all the time, is a stay aero. When you're running, you can think about posture things. So if you want to have a tall posture, for me, I put in stay tall, right? If you want to lean forward, do that, or think about cadence, put all those cues into the video. If you want to put in some motivational quotes, then do that as well. Have fun with this. This is a fun thing to do. I usually do this about 2 or 3 months before the key race. I find that that's one of the hardest periods of training time that you want to keep going. So if you can do that 2 or 3 months before, it gives you something fun and exciting to do, and it will keep you motivated. And now I do recommend that you watch your motivational video every single day leading up to your race, and it will make a big difference. So if you want to create your video, if you want to share with me, send it to me. I'll have a look. I love watching these videos. I think it's super cool. I remember the very first time I did it. So I created this video, it was back in 2007. I was sitting with my athletes. I'd go one at a time for like coffee meetings. We'd have coffee meetings before their key race, which is usually an Ironman. And I would say, hey, come look at this video I just made. And I remember sitting down, and I was really nervous, thinking about what are they gonna think about this video? It's all about me, et cetera, et cetera. But they really liked it. They thought it was cool. And one of the athletes that came out with me to Ironman, he was watching me race, and he goes, oh my gosh, Todd is doing it. He's hitting his swim target. He's hitting his bike target, and he's on pace for the run target. So by having that video, it helped me get into the right mindset for racing and get myself mentally and physically ready to race. It really was quite cool. I didn't hit my target because I had a bit of a knee issue near the end that forced me to walk. But if I didn't have that, I think I would have been very close to hitting my target. And for me, I think that's amazing, and I think it's super cool. And I want to encourage all of you, if you're watching this video, to go out and create a short motivational video for yourself. It doesn't have to be long, right? It can be between 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, however long that song is, and something that you can watch quickly and easily every day to keep you motivated. Okay, so again, take the time to watch my video that I created for myself and let me know. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you hate the song? You may not like the song. I like that song. It picks me up and it gets me going. All right, this is Coach Todd saying thank you very much, and I'll see you in the next video. See ya.